This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories and people, according to lists produced every week by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list both at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Here for a discussion of the issues, the things discussed most according to the research on Talk Radio this week, is Jennifer Horn, does mornings on KRLA, and certainly spent her time here this week. And the audience was appreciative of that, Jennifer. And Jay Kirshner is here as well from the Good Day program. She was appreciative of Jennifer being here because she was knocked out.
She got a 13-hour night
than we know. Mm-hmm.
So
wait,
there we go.
Wait a second.
Yeah, what's the big idea here? Anyway, so we go through the story list and then we'll go back and pick out the ones. Normally when Jennifer's here, we somehow seem to gravitate towards some of the crazy stuff that's happening in California, Southern California, Los Angeles. And this week, you'll be happy to know, is no exception. Meanwhile, at number 10, the kickoff of the, if you'll pardon the pun, the NFL season for the first time. It used to be all the time. Remember, Jennifer, when we had the list and there was always a sports, number 10 was always some
sports.
Related thing, and then that kind of got kicked off by all the
football's a big deal, though.
Stuff.
You know, this is the time of year when you've got baseball coming to an end, basketball, hockey, that's happening, and then football starting up. It's like a sports lover's dream.
Yes, if you like that sort of thing. It's a nightmare for me when I think about football especially. Okay, number 9, the heat wave, the focus on Los Angeles. Not only because the temperature there was 130 million degrees this week, but there's a hurricane that's affecting.
Make sure it's a storm, it's a coming.
It's a coming. All right, we'll talk about that. COVID is 8. The situation, the crazy, stupid situation on the border, and that's the only way that I can describe it because that's what it is, complete stupidity in my rendering of it, is that's number 7. This week, number 6, the situation, among other things, in Manhattan Beach, race relations and what's going on with reparations, the passing of Queen Elizabeth, number 5, the economy is 4, crime and violence, kind of a usual, has become a boilerplate thing, number 3, so have the political discussions, but there was an election in Massachusetts this week, primary, pretty interesting, and the aftermath of the Trump Mar-a-Lago thing that continues to, I don't even know. What's the right word, Jennifer, I should use for that?
Percolate?
Continues to, percolate, all right. Yeah. Number,
infuriate?
Yeah,
like that.
That's maybe even better. Number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. God love him. Where would we be without him? Steve Bannon, that's an interesting story. Number 9, Liz Truss, the new prime minister. She apparently had a bad influence on the Queen. The last thing that the Queen did was say, okay, you're welcome.
Don't drink the tea around Liz.
No. Bad Vlad, puking Putin to number 7. Hunter Biden. Good God, this story doesn't want to go away because they keep trying to bury it and it keeps coming out of the soil.
There's a new movie about him that's out this week, too.
All right, number 6. The Queen is 5. The two people running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, number 4. Eileen Cannon, the judge, is 3. Donald Trump, number 2. And Joe Biden, number 1. Okay.
I can't believe, I've got to file a grievance, I think. I can't believe the Queen and the Queen's death is hovering at number 5 on both lists. I would put that at, even though it happened late in the week, I'd put it at number 1. I mean, it dominated. It really did happened.
But the folks at Talkers would tell you, that you just hit the nail on the head. They would say, well, it happened late in the week, so there wasn't enough time to really discuss it. And as happens when these things at the end of the week transpire, it really doesn't get a fair shake because by Monday, people will be on to other things or they'll be back to the same old crap about Trump and his legal issues and should he run. The poll this week by the way, which I made mention of, you know, Jennifer knows that I don't like talking much about politics here, and certainly Jay does. We stay away from it for the most part, but every once in a while something comes up, and I did feel like I needed to once I knew that there was a poll that pitted Biden against Trump as if the election were tomorrow, who'd you vote for? And the only thing I could come up with was, who cares? These two old fossils, we can't do any better in America? Look at American history, at some of the great presidents we've produced. And now, where are these people that would bring us out of the woods, if you will, or help to be leaders? The Queen, you know, speaking of leaders, the Queen, I always talk about the Pope, I'm not so sure I still hold the same opinion about the Pope, the current Pope, but I think he's been better than most of the recent ones in my lifetime anyway. I thought he was really early on a great leader and somebody to look up to. And the Queen is from that same mold, as far as I'm concerned. Great leader, sympathetic. She anticipated things, fixed problems. The only problems she seemed not to be able to fix were the ones in her own family, which, you know,
yeah, but you know what, happens. For the most part, I don't know if it's good or not. I think it's admirable because everybody wants to air their dirty laundry now. It seems like everybody's grievances.
Yeah, social media.
Social media or yeah. The tabloids.
Everyone has a platform.
Yeah, they like to handle their business behind closed doors. Were they perfect? No, but she liked to keep. She ran a tight ship, at least for a long time.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, that's true. It's a great way of putting it. Okay, so at number 9 here, let's talk about the Southern California effect from Hurricane Kay. All this heat this past week, and now this weekend, as you listen to this program over the course of the weekend, it apparently will have seen Hurricane Kay coming up the coast from southern Mexican soil now, I think, Jennifer, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, it was a little strange. It's been really, really hot, and it's been kind of humid, which is not usual, which I think makes it a little more oppressive for us, and it's humidity coming from the hurricane. But when I was going to work yesterday morning, I got a little rain on my head that no one was expecting, but just a few big drops,
and
then it went on.
This thing could bring a year's worth of rain over the weekend to Southern California.
Now they're saying on Saturday that we're in the mountain areas could get about 2 inches of rain. In the valleys, probably about a half an inch. So I think we'll be okay as far as flooding and stuff. We need the water tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a couple of really big fires burning, so this will help. This Hemet fire, it went from, they were expecting to keep it at about 7,000 acres. It blew up to well over 20,000 acres in about 12 hours. So
picture this.
It's needed.
You're on the other side of the hill. Your house has air conditioning, right? Certainly the office.
I have window units, which stinks.
Yeah,
I don't have central air.
Right.
A lot of the older houses in California do not have central air.
Right. So, well, when I had the houses down by the beach, didn't need it because it was always cool enough. You didn't need the air. So my daughter and her husband and my grandson live on South Beverly Glen, which is pretty much, it's almost into Culver City. Mm-hmm. And they're in an area where, well, like most of the residential areas in the Los Angeles County area, there's one house on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. And they live in a two-family house on the top floor. So Megan calls me on our Facebook time, FaceTime book, whatever, FaceTime. And so I see the sweat, and this is like 7:30 at night, their time. And so the sweat's pouring off of her brow, and she's kind of frowning. And so I said, okay, so what's up? She said, Dad, it's 89 degrees in the house right now. And they were starting to feel the humidity. Outside it was 103 or 4. And they didn't have air conditioning in the place where they were for two reasons. Because they might need it once or twice a year there, because there's always a good breeze coming down the valley. And the fact that they were in a building that was built before World War II, and the windows are the ones that open out. You can't put an air conditioning unit in it. So a couple of times I said, I'll buy you one of those, you know, the portable ones. But apparently, in his wisdom, the guy that owns the building said, you can't have any of those.
Well, you have to have a place to stick them outside to get rid of the exhaust. And
So anyway.
I got to tell you, I went a little apoplectic this week on social media because We had, I think it was Wednesday. This week is all blend together because it was a short week. But my cell phone starts going, scares the heck out of you. And you're like, oh, is it an Amber Alert? And you look down and you see this message. Let me read it to you in case you haven't seen it, because I took a picture of it so I could remember how mad I was. And did you just yawn?
No. Oh. Of course not. You talking to me yawning?
I was going to say. Please, here. I can't believe that I couldn't be enticing you with this conversation. So here's what it says.
Thrilling.
Conserve energy now to protect public health and safety. Extreme heat is straining the state energy grid. Power interruptions may occur unless you take action. Turn off or reduce non-essential power if health allows now until 9 p.m. What I love about this message is we're going to all die unless you take action. Well, to me, that means that they failed in Sacramento if we have to shut everything off down here.
Right.
Why should we be punished? It's like the water crisis. I have to give up my front lawn and not water it for weeks because you couldn't get enough water to me. It feels like gaslighting.
How come you can't change the leadership there? They're finally collecting water. Brendan was talking about that. My son, both my children live in Los Angeles County. They're only about a mile and a half from each other. My daughter's in Westwood, my son's in West Hollywood, and they were collecting rain this week. So somehow or other, I don't know, it was during that little rainstorm, but apparently now you can, the state's even going out to collect the water, right? Is that something that's...
Not at the statewide level. What they're doing is there's a hole in one of the aqueducts that bring water from the Colorado River.
So in most places in
Los Angeles County, you're not allowed to water until September 20th at all.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's total failed leadership. And then you have our governor who wants to be president, who's telling people not to run their air conditioning, and he's wearing like a fuzzy sweatshirt. He's wearing like a fleece. And so then you got to be thinking to yourself, if this dude's in a fleece telling me not to turn my air conditioning on and it's 115 degrees, he must be in an air conditioned room doing this. I want to, if you're telling me not to run my air conditioning, I want you in like a Hulk Hogan Muscle Man t-shirt with the arms stripped off.
I want to see
like you're sweating to death.
All
look
right.
Like you smell.
Food for thought, 18 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
A warning, I guess, to people who stop taking statins when they shouldn't. What's the story here, Ken?
Stopping prescribed statin medication early or even at age 80 instead of using it for a lifetime may actually substantially reduce protection against heart disease.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 23 at the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the list from Talkers Magazine. As I say, you can check it out, gooddayshow.com has it. Also, you can find our social media and react to some of the stories. We'll have some of your comments later on in this hour of the program. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner is here from our program, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The situation with number six, well, I don't know, let's do number seven first. The declaration of immigration emergency in the city where the government exists. How stupid are these people in this administration to the point where they've taken basically all the rules off on immigration. Anybody can come in from anywhere, whether it's Arizona, Texas, California, New Mexico, who gives a damn? Joe Biden says, let them all come in. So who's taking care of all these low-income immigrants that want to get green cards? And so the mayor of Washington, Muriel Bowser, said that there's a public emergency now. We need $10 million to address the humanitarian crisis, people coming in here, the influx of migrants. Good. What in the
What's
name
What's infuriating
of...
about oh, all this is crap. That they are asking for a state of emergency in places like D.C. New York's talking about this. Chicago's talking about this. But Texas has been saying it forever. We're getting, like, overrun. 7,000 people on average every single day are coming
every day
to the state of Texas.
Yeah,
and
right.
So they happen to bus in, what, 25, 50 people into Chicago and D.C. And all of a sudden,
an emergency.
These people who have been
yeah.
saying, well, come to us. We're a sanctuary city. We'll take care of everybody, are now going, wait a second. We can't handle 54 people coming in on an air-conditioned coach from Texas. That must be racist. I mean, it's just, if they knew what people were dealing with in border states.
But how plausible, how much common sense does it take, or lack thereof, to look at this situation and just deem it to be wrong. How is Joe Biden that out of touch? Really and truly, he was never, you know, he's sort of
he's
a classic liberal
border.
Democrat. Nah, but he's it's like somebody's whispering in his ear, let him in.
Yeah.
And
what
so,
I don't like is that it really does incentivize really bad behavior against women and children particularly. I mean, the people that are coming here, the sex trafficking, it's not that's not made up. That's real. You've got kids who are being raped in the middle of the desert, people who are dying trying to make this trip. And it's
ridiculous.
Because people are saying, well, if you get here, we'll let you in. So you've got people willing to risk everything, including their kids, to get here.
Yeah. Yeah, it just is. It's so irresponsible. That's not even a tough enough. It's damnable. And
plus, they bring the fentanyl with them, which is a bigger problem than COVID ever was. People are overdosing all over the place.
So, Department of Homeland Security says it had finished reversing the Trump administration's public charge rule, restoring the historical meaning of the term. And so what that does is just allow people to come in, get public benefits. So we don't have enough money to take care of the veterans, but we got enough money to let these jerks that come in from who knows where in our country to get benefits. And people that have served the country in a uniform are left to dangle. Great. What an inspiration the leadership is at the moment, right?
Yep.
28 past the hour.
Great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country the first new head of state in 70 years. On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency because of wildfires in his state. California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires at this hour. A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. He's being ordered held without bond after Thursday's court appearance. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida federal court's ruling that appointed a special master to protect President Trump's rights. It will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the story of a 46-year-old woman who has given birth to identical triplets. And the odds of that happening successfully are 1 in 20 billion. Mm-hmm. You got a more likely chance to win the lottery than to make this work.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 at the hour, second half hour of our overview, what's going on in the News Talk radio world, courtesy of the charts that come from Talkers Magazine every week. This is a compilation conversation with three of the country's foremost talk radio personalities, if I do say so myself. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and the person for whom the Doug Steffen program is named is here, going through the list, the stories. So let's see, at number six this week, race relations. And the story that highlights the ridiculous situation that we find ourselves in now as we bend over backwards to make Black Lives Matter. This is a story from Manhattan Beach, California, down the road from Jennifer. First year I was in California in 93, I rented a place on the beach in Manhattan Beach. It was great. A very wealthy Southern California town. There's an initiative underway there to right what they call a wrong that occurred a century ago. Charles and Willa Bruce, black couple, owned a successful beachfront resort in Manhattan Beach. But the city didn't cotton well to them being successful in where they were, so they took the property through eminent domain, and they paid the couple about 10% of what it was worth. After years of harassment from white neighbors, violence from the KKK there, they didn't like having blacks in the region. So, and I kind of get this one. I'm not sure I'm crazy about reparations, but Jennifer, apparently the state now owns this land. They want to return the property to the descendants of Mr. and Mrs. Bruce. And so apparently the property is worth $75 million today. So what was worth a couple hundred thousand back then, now 75. Is this appropriate? That's the question. The people
in
Manhattan Beach say
that. I think that, you know, reparations I have a hard time with because what do we say that our friend Larry Elder always says? Reparations is money paid from people who didn't own slaves to people who were never slaves. But this is a, I don't know, it's a story of land being taken, and it was passed through the state legislature. It went through all the channels. It was a Senate bill that ultimately went to Gavin Newsom's desk, and he signed it. So I guess if there were a story of reparations that I could get on board with, this would probably have
to be one of them. Yeah. Well, would the family have been millionaires today if they'd been able to hold on to the property? Apparently, the $75 million was the appraisal of what the property was worth. It wasn't some number they pulled out of the air.
Right.
So the Bruces are no longer with us, but their family is. And this is actually, I think this does open up your eyes or your ears or your brain to some of the things. I'm not for reparations in general, but as you suggested, this is a part of American history that doesn't get talked about enough. And I think maybe this is a right of something that was wrong that ought to have taken place. So at any rate, that's that story from Manhattan Beach. Let's see here. Number three on the countdown is a focus. We always have sort of a category of crime and violence. So in Uvalde, Texas this week, there were two people injured in a shootout. Two suspects are still on the loose. Does this never end in Uvalde? The governor has released a statement saying, quote, "I was outraged to learn that gang violence has endured in Uvalde." Why would you be surprise, sir? What have you done, or what's been done there by the community, other than tear the school down? Gang violence has always been a part. This is a border town. There are all kinds of heinous criminals there, most of them selling drugs, and that hasn't changed. And unless you do something radical or drastic, it's not going to change. So I don't know.
Plus, they're so close to the border. There's a lot of activity in and around that area, just geographically.
Yep. Right. So under the circumstances, hello, what would you expect to happen? Jennifer, I'd like to spend some time with you and Jay talking about the situation the Attorney General finds himself in. Merrick Garland's got to decide whether to appeal the court order requiring the government to turn over materials that were taken from Trump's home. There are a couple of tough calls ahead. I know what you want him to do, but what is the evidence, what does the action point to his doing at this juncture?
Well, I think that with this story, the things that have happened this week is that the Department of Justice decided to appeal the decision that was made by the special Eileen Cannon, who's also on our people list this week. Yeah. And she decided that earlier in the week that there would be a special master who is someone who's appointed independently, essentially, to look through the materials that were taken from the government. The government says that they went in and took everything that they needed to take. Trump says you took empty file folders, my medical records, my tax records, clothes from Melania's closet. I want to know, what
they took clothes from Melania's closet?
Oh, yeah.
Closet?
And he said that they went into Barron's room as well, his 16-year-old son. So what were they doing going through all of that stuff? Mm-hmm. So, and look, Trump's got surveillance video. So there is proof in the pudding somewhere of of who's telling the truth in this case. But as an independent actor might be just what's needed for people to feel like there's, like, some fairness going on. And we'll see. if the Department of Justice is going to win the appeal, I would hope that the special master stays, not because I'm a Trumpster, as you'd like to call me, because I just want someone to tell me what's really going on here, because I don't blindly trust the DOJ anymore, because they've been proven to lie, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. And, you know, it's like, let us see what's happening. And there was a story that came out this week about what they found. And the Washington Post ran it and said that they found documents with classification markers on it. Well, they found empty file folders that said classified. So is that the same thing? And if there's a real investigation that was being handled seriously, you're not going to get confirmation that there is even an investigation from the Department of Justice, much less FBI people leaking to the Washington Post. So it feels like it smells bad again. Yeah. And I think a third party would
day.
Be perfect. No, it's not our best day.
Not our best day, no matter how you slice it. Kind of one of those ugly. It is. It's just plain ugly. Ugly. All right. In a moment, we're going to go through some of the social media comments that you have made about issues this week, courtesy of Jay's research. You can connect with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, the advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool. You're only going to use it once. All you got to do is go to your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, figure out what you need from the 80 specialty tools they have, give them a deposit so you can use it, and then bring it back. Get your deposit back again. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, back almost 45 past the hour on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the appearance of Jennifer Horn from KRLA and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And then there's Doug Steffen here going through the stories. One of the things that is intriguing about people, and in this case it applies to Jennifer, but also to Jay in part because of the way that they conduct themselves. Jennifer has... Well, she used to have 3 jobs when she was here all the time. We may correct the situation that now sees her with only 2 jobs. I think it's time for you to go back to 3 jobs.
God forbid. I mean, yes. I'm really slacking over here.
Yes, right, exactly. Sleeping till 4 o'clock every morning. How dare you? At any rate, the situation where there is comment and commentary. I know you use this a lot. Most of the hosts around now do a lot of social media, and so comments are valuable. We asked, when you look at the stories that were followed this week, Jay on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram asked about the passing of the Queen. So you want to give us some of the comments that have come from some of the folks listening?
Yeah, stories followed this week. Margaret Prohl says, the passing of the Queen, obviously. When I was in community college years ago, I had a classmate that was 6 years old during the London Blitz. She talked about what it meant to her that the royal family refused to leave London. And she also says her aunt kind of looked just like the Queen. And then asked, R.I.P. Queen Elizabeth.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
What? Yeah. One of the other stories followed this week, Mike Zadra raging mad about the three missed moon rocket launch windows.
Well, we did. The first one was missed because there was a malfunction in one of the engines. And then there was a weather problem, I think, with the second one. Wasn't there?
I didn't know. It seemed like there were malfunctions with both of them.
Oh,
like,
were there?
One of them, there was a false reading and, yeah, just not missing it.
Remember when the rocket exploded on the launch pad back in the 1980s? The big story was that the company that made the cause of the explosion was a faulty O-ring in one of the engine fuel systems. And this O-ring cost 25 cents. And because the launch had been postponed from the previous day and they had a freeze in California the night before the actual launch, this little 25-cent O-ring froze, and it didn't unfreeze as the thing took off, so it let gases that would not have otherwise escape, and the engine, obviously, the flame of the engine got to it, and that's what blew up the rocket. But it was a 25-cent O-ring. And then people made a big deal out of the fact that it went to the contracts for all these things, government contracts, go to the lowest bidder. And some of the astronauts were asked after that, well, what do you think about all of the stuff that you fly on was built by the lowest bidder? And obviously most of the astronauts are smart enough to not comment on that, but I think I'd be a little uncomfortable about it. All right, what other comments have you got here?
Tim Palmer has been following the Memphis jogger who was abducted and murdered, and Memphis shooter who was changing cars and going around and just shooting people. And then also adding in Queen Elizabeth's passing.
Yeah. All right, the NFL, people who are big fans, we don't normally have these conversations because I'm not a fan, but there are people listening who are, including, what is it, Colleen Smith?
Yeah, NFL this week. So she says she's going for the Rams because it's her close friend's team, although she is a true Niners fan. Annette Leach says Chargers. QB Herbert is fantastic. Kathy Payne is all about the Dolphins. And I like James Boyle, who says the Browns, because obviously the Browns.
She's a Cleveland girl. Gotta go for the Browns. Yeah. Meanwhile,
we don't win
the scuttlebutt.
But we enjoy it.
Yeah, the scuttlebutt about Tom Brady and his wife apparently is true. All the local papers here are filled with stories about Bunchkin being really angry at
Bunchen.
Him. Bunchkin, her too. and the fact that they, I don't know if their marriage is in trouble, but they certainly are not happy. She's not happy with him at all because he said he was going
to
retire.
He wants to eat a slice of bread, you know, he's ready to move on.
Yeah, another 30 million. All right.
I got a loaf of sourdough over here, Tom. Come see me.
It's 10 before the hour.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The hour now. Nick Miles, who is an anchor. No, he's not. He's a reporter. I don't like the term anchor. I like reporter. He reports to you from his perch at OurAutoExpert.com, and he spends his entire life jawboning with people who think they know a lot about cars. I think Nick knows more about cars than most of them. Anyway, so you got to drive the new Lexus RX this week. And
yes.
You like it, it appears, yes?
Yes, a lot. You know, this is sort of the bread and butter car for Lexus. It's the sort of the middle car that they sell the huge volume of. And people often, you know, look at it and go, yeah, well, this is what, you know, retired people or housewives.
Right, old-timers, right.
Yes.
The old-timers.
Yes, car. And it's really, really good. If Lexus nailed one thing in the last 10 years, this was definitely it. I mean, they nail a lot of things. I shouldn't be so flippant about it. But they really, really nailed the new RX. In fact, they said, you know, they give you a little presentation before you drive it. And they said, please notice this, this, and this about it. One of the things they said was a sort of new all-wheel drive system. When you accelerate and you brake, you won't notice the car lurching forward or backwards. And I'm like, yes, yes, this is all PR propaganda. You tell us all these wonderful things, and we drive it, and then we don't notice it. It's amazing. They did such a good job with this vehicle. They didn't flabbergast anything. They didn't inflate anything. They did an amazing job with it. And yes, it will be the bread and butter car for Lexus going forward. I haven't been so excited about a run of the mill middle car from a bread and butter car from anybody for a long time. So good for you, Lexus.
Well, I find Lexus to be, it's just a Toyota, that's all it is, with different body parts and stuff. Toyota makes a very good car. They probably are the longest lasting, right, of any major brands.
Best resale value.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so the Lexus, but it looks, they're old looking. The style hasn't really changed much to me when I see a Lexus.
Yeah, they've changed the style massively on the new RX.
Oh, have
they? You need to go to the interwebs and take a look at a picture. There's one of these things where the grill doesn't really stop. It becomes part of the hood. It's very optical illusionary. They've changed a lot of the way the vehicle looks. And pictures don't do any justice. It's one of those vehicles, a bit like the new Discoveries. You can look at pictures and you don't like it. When you actually see it in the flesh, it looks very different than pictures, and of course,
I still don't like the looks of them.
How vehicles look are very personal to people. You've got to see it in person.
I saw a new Range Rover up close yesterday for the first time, and it kind of does, it fits in the same groove with the Rovers that the Range Rover has been around for the past 10 years. It's just smoother, kind of. It doesn't have the same lines. But
it's like
kind of
somebody polished it. They polished it a little too much.
Yeah, right. That's a good way of putting it. All right, what's new with the Jeep folks? They have an electric plan, do they? This is what you want, is an electric Jeep to run out of power in the middle of a sand dune on the Cape.
Right. The good thing about Jeep is they're not forcing it down anybody's throat. Yep, everybody's got to do it. You know, you can't sell cars in California. They've got that crazy law coming up. Well, Jeep is saying, listen, we're going to do it, but we're not going to cram it down anybody's throat. And we're going to do it quickly, too. So we're still going to do what we do best, do our off-roading stuff, but we're going to give you the electric options in all of our range, but you still can buy the gas stuff. Still do what we do really good, and they're coming really fast, and they're going to give you extreme acceleration as well, and they're going to do it worldwide. And they told us something else yesterday, which was exciting in their press conference. They have the number one selling plug-in hybrid in America. No, it's not a Toyota Prius or a RAV4. It's a Jeep Wrangler 4xe, which is nice to see Americans at number one in something for a while.
Right. Yes, it is.
That was nice.
All right, the people that are talking about the Queen, and that's pretty much everybody, some remembering that she was a mechanic during World War II as a youngster. I forgot about that myself,
Yeah, ambulance driver, mechanic, and you know, there's pictures of her last year. She was, of course, 96 when she passed away. Last year, driving herself around the grounds of Windsor Castle. Who drives at that age? Amazing lady. It's very sad when you think about what a wonderful life she had, but I couldn't have imagined. She had great service. She loved Land Rovers. She used to drive them herself. What a great life she had. And let's just hope that we remember and the royal family remembers and everybody continues in her vein. Drive yourself until you can't. That's the thing to do.
I'm with that 100%, Nick. Well said. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here on Doug's Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.